What's up, Cheap Seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And welcome to episode 21 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. 21.
That's right. We can buy booze now as a show.
Get boozy. Not bougie. We're getting boozy here. And I'm pretty sure that whoever has listened to our episodes in the past probably think that we probably drink a little bit as much tangents and whatnot that we get on. I'm pretty sure that some people probably think that we're plastered for half of our shows.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised. Nah. Are you that not enjoying our show that much?
You want to be
plastered the whole time?
I might be more goofy.
More goofy? I don't think we need that. Anyways, see, we're starting to get on the tangents again. Anyways, so this is episode 21, and I know that. So, did we talk about what we might do at the end of the last episode? I feel like maybe we did.
I know I teased our next overtime, but we still haven't even done that one. But I don't know if we teased this one.
We might have.
Anyways.
I'm going back and listen to it. It's just been a while since I've listened to the episode. Anyway, so our last episode, we may or may not have teased this. But anybody that follows minor league baseball knows that there are a lot of fun minor league baseball team names out there. All right, and we love it. Just like I love a good, fun minor league baseball team.
Well, shoot, our very first episode we ever did was the Disco Turkeys. So it's like this show is almost rooted in minor league baseball,
as it should be, because minor league baseball is just so much fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love my professional sports, but sometimes I think that there's nothing better than just going out to a minor league baseball game and just enjoying just being there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we love some fun minor league baseball teams, and we figured since we're pretty much right in the middle of both major league and minor league baseball season, even into the summer collegiate seasons now that, you know, it's June. Right, I got that right. It's June.
Yeah,
it's probably as hot as I'll get out here in North Carolina.
Only gonna get hotter.
Don't remind me. But so we figure, since we're right in the middle of all those seasons, that this would be a good time to actually talk about our top 10 favorite minor league baseball team names.
Mm-hmm. There's some good ones.
There are some very good ones. Now, I will admit, this was very difficult for me to narrow it down to. So I have my 10, and then I have the most honorable mentions I have ever had. I have 4 honorable mentions.
It's like me when we were doing our ballpark bucket list, where I had like pretty much my 5 bucket list, and then every other stadium was an honorable mention.
That's okay. It's okay.
I had to do some research on this, because I probably didn't know as many off the top of my head as you did. So I included some ones that I did know, and then I just did some Google searching, and I found some pretty banging ones.
There's some good ones. Like, I feel like, though, this might be a topic that we're going to do this episode, and then further down the line, we might have to have a part 2, because there's just so many fun ones that we couldn't include them all in this one episode.
Yeah. And I'm curious to see how mine and your list differ. Like, what do you see as a fun team name, okay, or what do I see as a fun team name, you know? So, and I'm sure we're going to have some crossovers.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see, like, how many crossovers we actually have. Like, I'm not entirely sure, like, so, but it's going to be a good one. But, yes, that's what we're doing today. Figured this would be a fun episode. Now, we are doing team names. Logos.
I know
you, which a lot of minor league teams have some fun logos, too. Yeah. But I tried to base my list just solely on team names.
Yeah, and I tried to do the same, like, because I'm so proud of this spreadsheet that I made. It's probably the most prep I've done for any of our shows yet. I've got a list. I've included pictures of the logos here. But when I was trying to pick which one to rank them, I didn't look at the logos. I was just going, okay, which name do I like the best?
Definitely. So if you can think of one that we didn't include, just think, maybe we didn't like the name.
Well, just always go to Facebook and Twitter and tell us your favorite.
Fuss at us. But, so yeah, we're trying to go solely based on team names. Logos is going to have to be another completely different episode because, I mean, the logo could be good, but maybe we just didn't like the name of the team.
We're gonna do mascots too.
Yes, sir.
I love the mascots.
All right. Well, we got a bunch of new episodes planned out, and we're 5.5 minutes in. All right. Let's get through this episode first.
Do we want to do honorable mentions first, or to save it at the end in case we're probably running short on time?
Okay. So I say we do them first. Okay. Just try not to spend too much time on them. Okay. Maybe give a little bit of in-depth kind of thing of why you why you like that name.
Okay.
But we'll save our more in-depth for our actual top 10.
Okay.
Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first? Sounds like you're all prepared. So
I'll go ahead and knock mine out. I only got two honorable mentions.
All right, go ahead.
Both of these, and the only reason they're honorable mentions is because they are defunct teams, because the Winston-Salem Warthogs would absolutely be number one, because we never should have changed that name to the stupid Winston-Salem Dash, and it's just, you got alliteration,
yes.
You got an amazing, you can say logo.
They got go
an
ahead.
Amazing logo.
Yeah.
They've got Wally the Warthog was one of the best mascots, you know, and maybe it's just the nostalgia factor, you know, it's what I went to growing up, you know, as a kid, but, you know, and I learned that the reason when they named the team from the spirit, it was all kind of referred to, I guess, the North Carolina Zoo. Around that same time, it was a big deal. They got some warthogs or whatever.
Yeah.
So that kind of tied into. I'm like, I didn't know that was the big deal.
That's cool. Though. I mean, you're gonna find from my list that I like when stuff ties into a team name.
Yeah.
Like I have a bunch on my list that you can tell that. That's cool. I agree. Winston-Salem Warthogs sounds so much better than Winston-Salem Dash.
Mm-hmm. And then my other honorable mention is the New Orleans Baby Kinks. Because not only is it a fun name, but they're just terrifying.
go if you have not. Like I wish that we had a way to do this better about showing like actual footage.
I might have to find this video and put it on the Facebook
but
page.
But yeah, baby cakes
cake baby.
Yeah, that was rough. Name is kind of fun, but like the mascot and the logo are terrifying.
Yeah, it looks like it's when it's staring at you, it's plotting your murder.
Kind of like the doll from Squid Game.
Yeah.
All right. So my first one, and oh my gosh, y'all that know me are not going to be surprised, but our first honorable mention is the Norfolk Tides, AAA team of the Baltimore Orioles.
Surprised it didn't make the proper top 10.
I feel like you would have just claimed that I was too biased.
Well, I'm going to claim bias for myself.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Anyways, well, I mean, I like this name because Norfolk is right on the water, so...
Norfolk.
No. No. Bad. Anyways, but yeah, so Norfolk's right on the water, and, I mean, tides... makes sense, water-based. I like how it ties in with that. My second honorable mention is the Durham Bulls, the AAA team of the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't, like, this name isn't, like, I didn't pick it necessarily because it's the most unique, but there's so much historical significance behind the Bulls. Like, I feel like everybody knows who the Durham Bulls are.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, you have Bull Durham, which is a whole movie based around this team that I just could not include them, at least on honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. So I at least put them there. Third one is the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
That's a good one. Like,
The AAA team of the Philadelphia Phillies. And I talked about teams that... their names kind of associate with their where they're from.
Cultural reference.
So Iron Pigs is based around, I was reading it, it's like pig steel or something like that, which is used in making steel, which is in that area of Pennsylvania. So I like that.
That's cool.
I like that tie-in. And then my last one is the Reno Aces, the AAA team of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And that's got to be some, is their logo like a spade or something, like a card?
It's a card.
Yeah, so it's got to be a gambling.
But once again, a tie-in, Reno's in Nevada, Nevada, of course, Las Vegas, so you got the whole gambling kind of thing. I like that. That's why
I included that. That's a good one, yeah. Really surprised the Tides one on your
just wait till we get to number one, and then my biasness is really going to show. So,
okay, fair enough.
Anyways,
little spoiler. I don't have any Braves minor league gone here.
All right. Well, I feel like a complete bum right now because.
But.
Anyways,
go ahead. So we're of course gonna have share some of the same ones. Mm-hmm. So if I say one and you have it at a higher one, further down the list, we will wait and we will discuss it once we get to the higher level.
Fair enough.
So
that way we're not discussing it twice.
Right. So my number 10, okay. I've got the Richmond Flying Squirrels.
Oh, I love it. I love that one so much. I don't have it on mine, but that is such a great name. It's such a fun name.
Because, we've probably mentioned before, we went to one of these games a couple years ago. We haven't been able to review it because it was well before we started this podcast. But
Richmond's not, I mean, it's kind of within driving distance, but we have so much around North Carolina that we need to cover before we can cover a game in Richmond.
I definitely want to get back there so we can do the show on it. But it was, I just love the name. I don't know if I couldn't find any cultural significance for it, but it's just, to me, it's such a fun name. Flying squirrels are, you know, fun animals, you know, and, you know, their mascots, Nutsy and Natasha.
It's great. Oh my gosh, it's so great.
And then logo is just a, squirrel just gliding through the air. So.
Yeah, and see, flying squirrels, I remember when they first changed it to Flying Squirrels, because it was the Richmond Braves. Mm-hmm. Like that, their AAA team shared a name with its, big league club. Mm-hmm. But, as time's gone on, Flying Squirrels is just a fun name that's really, really grown on me. So that's a really good choice.
Yeah, and when they changed it, they had a vote, which you'll see a lot of these, they had a fan vote. But the other choices were Rock Hoppers, Ham Bones, Rhinos, Flatheads and Hush Puppies, which I'm pretty sure, I think they went with the right choice.
Yes.
Flying Squirrels.
Yeah. Ham Bones are kind of fun too, though.
Well, they ruled that one out because of, they were worried of some racial backlash.
Fair enough. I figure it's probably something to do with that.
Which.
But whatever.
I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Still calling it a fun name, too. That would have been a fun option. All right, so my number 10, which we discussed this, I'm pretty sure this one's going to be a little bit down your list, but mine is the Carolina Disco Jerkies.
Yeah, right, I got it.
Right at number 10. So we will discuss this one a little bit further when we get down there.
Yeah.
Back to your turn again.
I'll let you go ahead. You can do your number 9 then.
Go ahead. We're going to bounce off
each other. My number 9, I have the Vermont Lake Monsters.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you have it?
No, but that's another good one.
Again, for no other reason, it's just fun, And I've never heard of another team with Lake Monsters, and, I guess, are they famous for... I'm sure there's a lake somewhere, because they're located in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
I assume there's a lake there.
I guess somewhere. So.
I would hope so. I can only hope that there's an urban legend that a monster lives in it. But, I'm just going based off of the name. That's just such a fun.
It's fantastic.
I can only imagine what the mascot looks like, whose name is Champ the Lake Monster, which is kind of lame. It's very lame, actually.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
could have done better. But name's fun. Yeah. I like the name. Alright, so my number 9 is the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
I got it too. Later too. I'm sorry.
Alright. I'm sorry. Huh, apparently I'm choosing some good ones. Alright, your number 8 then.
I have the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Oh, good one. Such a good one. I don't have
it. You don't have that? Don't Dang.
Have. Nope.
So this one, I did not know Rumble Pony is another name for a carousel horse. Mm-hmm.
Sure
and
is.
Apparently, Binghamton, New York is the carousel capital of the world.
Association. I love it. See, I love it so much.
And so they were, let's see, I wrote two. So they were the Mets affiliate from 92 to 2016. The finalists for the name when they got a new name were Bullheads, Gobblers, Rocking Horses, Rumble Ponies, of course, Stud Muffins, and Timber Jockeys. Which Timber Jockeys, that could be cool because that's for like people that ride carousels.
Yeah, got it.
But I think Rumble Ponies
is great.
The clear superior name out of all those.
Yeah, it's great. It's such a good name. So. All right, my number 8 is
can you actually get to talk about one now?
Is the Louisville Bats.
I don't have this one.
Cool. All right, Louisville Bats, AAA team of the Cincinnati Reds. And I like this name because, so I love the play on words. Mm-hmm. All right. You have Louisville, which is known for Louisville Slugger mm-hmm. baseball bats. And then you have bats, mm-hmm. which is the animal bats, yeah. which is what they're, I'm pretty sure that's what their logo and mascot is a bat, like mm-hmm. a flying bat. So I just love the play on words yeah. of these two things,
that's
and
cool.
I yeah, I feel like it fits for a team in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I chose that one.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That was what your number
8.
Okay, yep. So my number 7. Be surprised if you don't have this one. Montgomery Biscuits.
I don't have that one.
You don't have the Montgomery Biscuits. No. Okay, well, because I was looking
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to fuss at me because
I was researching this one and I saw it and you commented on it, so that's why I had it.
I love their logo. Their yeah. logo is fun.
Yeah, well, so I have to, you know, the biscuit's fun because I'm pretty sure no other team in the country is mascot of the biscuit.
Nope.
Big Mo is his name.
That's great.
So, they had over 4,000 entries in a Name the Team contest.
Hmm.
Let's see, due in part to tying in, I guess they had indigenous affiliation. But, so they picked this one because they saw the potential marketing in it. Because, so they're like, oh man, we could be the biscuits and just think of what we can do. So it's like, hey, butter, butter.
Got it. Okay. Fun.
And they even shoot biscuits out of an air cannon into the crowd.
I want to go to a game and catch a biscuit.
I gotta go. We gotta go down to Alabama.
No, I'm game. Yeah.
So they're the AA affiliate for the Rays, I think.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's just fun.
It's a good one. It's a good one. All right. That was your number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my number 7 is the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
That's a good one. I don't have it.
All right. So they are the AAA team for the Miami Marlins.
My creative player on the show has actually played for the Jumbo Shrimp before. Okay. I got drafted the Marlins for some reason.
I like this team now. Once again, just for one, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp just flows off the tongue so well. And I like the fact of a jumbo shrimp being your mm-hmm. just what your team is based around, even though I'm not a seafood person.
I can only hope that they have a bunch of good, like, or they have shrimp at the stadium.
They like shrimp cocktails and whatnot.
That's an epic fail if they don't.
Shrimp tails.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just imagine that a team in Florida, you know, it's all seafood. So I feel like jumbo shrimp just makes sense for a team in Florida. So that's why I had to choose this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I didn't even think of that one. It didn't even come up on any kind. I'm surprised that one didn't come up in any list I looked for. Let's see, we're at my number
six.
We've got the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
That's my number six.
Really? Nice.
It sure is.
Nice. So, one. Okay, first of all.
So the Trash Pandas are the double-A team for the Los Angeles Angels.
That's right.
Anaheim. Just to throw that out there.
You're good. So, first of all, Rocket City as the city location name is amazing in itself.
Yes, and for those that don't know, that is Madison, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So that's known as Rocket City.
Which I didn't realize that they had that area had any kind of association with space.
Yeah, I was actually looking at that before we logged in because I wanted to give you guys a little bit of background, but like. There's quite a bit of NASA stuff, so I think the Air and Space Defense Center is in Madison.
Yeah, I have no idea. I know when I think NASA, it's always Florida and Texas.
Yeah. All right, so the Trash Pandas are named after, well, Rocket City is, of course, for the space kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocket City or Madison is around Huntsville, so that's where all the space kind of stuff. So Huntsville is the Marshall Space Flight Center and Missile Defense Agency, the Army Space and Rocket Command, and a bunch of different things. So there's actually quite a bit of NASA stuff in Alabama, surprisingly. And I think Trash Pandas, which I mean,
the raccoon.
If nobody knows, is another name for a raccoon. But apparently that has, like, some significance to that city, too. Oh, yeah. So that's why they went with Trash Pandas.
And pretty sure, I wonder if they grew in popularity after Guardians of the Galaxy. And you have Rocket Raccoon.
I'm sure.
They call him a Trash Panda in one of the movies.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But fantastic logo, by the way. I don't know if you've seen it. It's he's a raccoon, obviously, inside of a trash can with, but the trash can is a rocket.
So he's blasting off, and it's a great logo too. Yeah, we'll probably make our top 10 logo list too. It's such But no, everything about that team is just fantastic.
I mean, but just based on name, just the combination of Rocket City and Trash Pandas, that's just like such a fun name to say.
It is. I love it. That's there's no way that was gonna miss that on my list.
Well, so we're at my number five. So now we can talk about the Space Cowboys.
Cool.
The Sugar Land Space Cowboys, which is another one just fun to say.
Which is they're the AAA team of the Houston Astros, based in Sugar Land, Texas. Which, hey, we went from one NASA-based team to another NASA-based team. And that's what this team's pretty much based around is, of course, NASA has a base in Houston, which is close to, I guess, close to Sugar Land, Texas.
Yeah, but it says it's just the proximity to NASA Johnson Space Center.
Got it. Okay.
So,
and then of course, Cowboys. There's a bunch of Cowboys in Texas, so they went. I think that's the reason why they went with Space Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, what's fun is they play at Constellation Field.
Didn't realize that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. They're
I like
now,
this team more.
Their mascot is Orion, but should it be called Maurice?
Yeah. I saw that question being asked earlier. It's like, I feel like they missed out a little bit on naming him Maurice.
How often do you think the Joker was played by, or at least that opening line by the Steve Miller Band?
Every game.
Yeah, he got to.
Every game. At least. But yeah, no, that's... Sugar Land Space Cowboys is just... Mm. It's a great... Because they used to be the Sugar Land Skeeters.
Yeah.
I mean, Skeeters is kind of a fun name, too. Which I think there was a mosquito or something.
Yeah, slang mosquito.
But, you know, just the fact that... I just like the association with NASA in Texas and Cowboys. So they went Space Cowboys. You know.
Yeah, that's probably the best one example I found of just the whole team being like just playing into the area, the cultural significance of, you know, the region.
Very much so.
And I do have another one that's a really good example of that, but we'll get there.
Okay.
So my number four.
I did my number five.
Oh, that's right. I was assuming because we skipped over your Space Cowboys before. I'm sorry. Go for it.
All right. So my number five is the Savannah Bananas.
I got it a little bit higher.
Okay. All right. So now you're number four.
Now I got Disco Turkeys.
All right.
Because I'm surprised it made it this fast, but I mean this high. But Disco Turkeys is so fun. One, I'd never heard of a Disco Turkey until
this team.
And then I'm like, what is a Disco Turkey? It's a peacock. And I'm like, you know, that is perfect. Like, and it's just a fun name, you know, because I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it's unique. And, well, the logo is amazing too, so, which I know I can't do. Not judging by the logo, but, you know.
And this is actually, well,
We were
going to talk about Savannah Bananas, but this is technically our first team on this list that is a non-affiliated team. They are a summer collegiate baseball team.
Well, actually, I didn't mention the Lake Monsters. They are a collegiate
team too. Okay, fair enough. So. But yeah, the Disco Turkeys, even though they're not affiliated, they play in what is called the All American Amateur Baseball Association,
or the
AABA. Yeah,
Triple
ABA. But yes, anyways, just a little bit of backstory. Because I mean, you know, outside of Winston-Salem and the area, I'm not sure how many people have actually heard of the Disco Turkeys. So I mean, just give a little bit of background. But I agree. I know mine was, they only made it to 10th on my ranking, but it is such a fun name.
Yeah.
It's unique. It's fun to say. Apparently, Disco Turkey is the name for peacock in the Triad area where we are. So, I guess it has some significance to this area.
When I was initially reading that about it, they said there's, I guess we have, peacocks are common around here. I mean,
sure.
I've lived here for freaking 32 years.
I'm just going to have to take their word for that because
I'm sure I've seen a peacock somewhere, like out of my parents' house or something. They're a little bit more rural, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take their word for it because I don't know. So what number was that for you?
So that was my number four.
All right, so my number four is the Macon Bacon.
This is the first time I'm hearing of this, and I hate that I didn't hear it until now.
So the Macon Bacon play, they're a...
I'll only want to make that my number one. It's great.
Just going to change it up, huh? But the Bacon are a summer collegiate team. They play in the Coastal Plain League, and I don't know if Bacon has any significance to Georgia or Macon, but the fact that it's the Macon Bacon just had to make my list because it is so freaking fun to say that there was no way that it could not make my list. I love it so much. I love to say it.
You can't say it and not smile.
So, yes.
Oh, my God.
That is why they're all the way at number four, the Macon Bacon.
That's fantastic.
Even ahead of the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Which is another name to say. I just love, I love the concept of the bananas, which I mean we haven't discussed it. But like, to me, Macon Bacon is just so fun to say.
Oh yeah.
And it's such a fun name. So that's my number four.
So my number three is the Savannah Bananas.
Okay.
Which apparently play in the same league as the Macon Bacon
League. Yep.
So is that league? I need to look up the rest of the team in that league. I wonder if they're all just amazing names.
Well, so the team in Asheboro play in that league too, the Asheboro Zookeepers. which I think I told you about, which they were the Aspero Rattlers, or something to do with the snake. But of course, Aspero has the North Carolina Zoo, so that's what they came a little close to making my list too, because I just love the significance of the Aspero Zookeepers. But I can't remember which other teams are in there.
But these two, those two going back to back is perfect, and just the making bacon and then the Savannah Bananas for no other reason is just so dang fun to say. It rhymes, and of course, it may be a little bit because of how much in the sports news they've been recently with just their fun ball game and their banana ball and beyond ESPN Plus now.
Even if they weren't as big as they are, just the fact that you hear a name like Savannah Bananas and you're like, that's probably a fun thing to go see.
that's another one you just got to smile when you say it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's such a great team.
And you know what their mascot's name is?
I actually don't know this.
Split.
It's great. I love it so much. we got to hit up the Savannah Bananas game.
Yeah, I know.
But apparently them games are like super hard to go see. Like, I'm pretty sure that even like their regular, because they play a banana ball tour where, I mean, if you guys are listening and haven't heard Savannah Bananas banana ball, it's like their own version of playing baseball, and they do like a tour around the country. They did it this year. I don't know if they've done it in the past. But anyways, so they do the banana ball tour, and then they also do like the regular like Coastal Plain season. But apparently, like, all the games are already sold out.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, I'm like,
they're just so dang popular now.
Yeah. Like, it's great, though. I would love to be able to hit up a Bananas game at least once. I think we have a really good time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yes, Savannah Bananas is such a fun name. Savannah Bananas making bacon.
Yeah.
Just, woo!
Back to back. Perfect.
I love it. So that was your number three, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my number three is the Frisco Rough Riders. The AA team of the Texas Rangers. And this is one of those teams that I like because of the significance it has to its area. And so I know we're not talking logos, but for those that don't know, the Rough Riders logo is Teddy Roosevelt swinging a baseball bat. That's cool. That is because it is named after a group of soldiers that he led in the Spanish-American War.
I remember learning about him. I don't remember
something earlier that.
History.
But yeah. And they were called the Rough Riders.
Yeah.
So that is where that name comes from. Mm-hmm. And I just love the connection to to those two things. So that's why.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Is that your number three? Is that your number three?
Yes. Okay.
No, number two. Now we got a bias, which I'm wondering.
It's okay.
The Greensboro Grasshoppers.
It's not on the list. It's a great name, though.
So, obviously, we live in Winston-Salem, but I love the Grasshoppers so much more than the Dash.
That's what's Greensboro or Grasshoppers is another name that just rolls off the tongue easily.
Yeah, it's got your alliteration, and I love the colors, green and, the Guilford Grasshopper. That's not the best name, but it's, I guess, Guilford County.
But see, at least it makes sense.
Yeah. But they are the High A affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates, which I know before that they were the Marlins. Mm-hmm. And then before they were this is interesting, before they were the Grasshoppers from 94 to 04, they were the Bats. So...
Got it.
But yeah,
I don't like that bats better than like the Louisville bats.
No, the Louisville bats definitely makes more sense.
Yeah,
Greensboro bats would not just have the same ring to it. But yeah,
Grasshoppers is a great name. I love it.
So, and again, it's I don't know how much of my local bias is playing into that.
No,
yeah, that's my number two. Greensboro Grasshoppers.
Hey, I love that team name too. I just had a few more that I like more. All right, my number two is the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Oh, that's a good one.
the single A team of the Minnesota Twins. And so you hear Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
I assume it's muscles like in relation like the shellfish.
Yes. Okay. Which is what I was getting to. One of the things I love about this name is another play on words. Mighty Muscles. So you think, okay, Mighty Muscles, it could be M-U-S-C-L-E-S with, you know, the muscle in your arms and whatnot. But no, it's spelled M-U-S-S-E-L-S, the shellfish. Mm. And I just, to me, it just rolls off the tongue so well, too. It's the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And I just have so much fun with this team name. I love it so much. Mm. That's why I just it had to be number two. I'd like one more name. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my bias is probably going to show a little bit with this number one. But there's no way that this team name could not be as high up as it is, because I love it so much.
I can only hope that their mascot is somehow they make a muscle, a walking muscle, but he is buff.
Oops. Yeah.
So muscle, you know, muscles.
I never thought to look up this mascot, but like I kind of want to see it now.
A muscle with muscles.
Yes. But yeah. So just the whole name. It's great.
So my
drum roll.
Your number one is. I might be surprised by this one.
Okay.
The El Paso Chihuahuas.
Well, that's not my number one, but more power to you.
I love it.
I wonder why you chose this one too. Okay.
Of course.
Continue.
So the reason I'm going to say that I like it is because they're surrounded by the Chihuahuan Desert.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
And Chihuahua in Mexico is just right across the Rio Grande River.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But let's face it, the real reason I chose it is because
you have a Chihuahua.
My Jackson, the best pet other than Rowan. We can ask for, you know. So he, you know, I we have a Chihuahua and he is yappy and just perfect. So so I'm sorry.
I don't know how I did not see this one coming.
Hey.
But it's okay. Okay.
So judge my criteria however you want, but that's my number one.
That's okay. Like, it's
and,
okay.
And the logo is of course amazing. So and they actually won out of a competition of the best minor league hats. They won the best hat with the just little angry chihuahua on the front of it.
Yeah. I get why you chose it. I can't believe I didn't see it coming, though.
And his name is Chico.
Chico, okay. That's great. I like it. Okay. I got it. I'm game. Okay.
And I haven't been telling them the affiliation they are for all of them, but they're the AAA for the Padres.
Okay. I get it. I understand. I understand where you're coming from. All right. So my number one, I went with the Aberdeen Ironbirds.
Ah, yes.
The high A team of the Baltimore Orioles. Surprise, surprise. Mm. My number one team is a minor league team for the Orioles. But I have a reasoning behind this. So as an Orioles fan, you cannot not love Cal Ripken. Okay?
True. Fair enough.
So, Cal Ripken, I don't know if he still owns majority of the team or not. I think he does. I know he used to. I can't remember if he does or not anymore. Anyways, so the team is named after him. So, the iron comes from the fact that Cal Ripken, when he played, was known as the Iron Man. So, that's where the iron comes from. Birds come from the fact that they're minor league team of the Orioles. Mm. So Iron Birds.
That's a good connection. Like, you gotta, like, if you don't know it, like, it means nothing. But true fans, you know, of course, they they can make that connection. So it's like,
I love it.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. That's why I had to choose this one. And they actually play at Cal Ripken Stadium, okay. I believe. If I'm wrong, fuss at me. But I'm 99.9% certain that they named the baseball stadium they play at after him. Got so, it. But yeah. So being an Orioles fan for my 32 years of life, I mean, there's no way that I couldn't choose a team that is named after the great Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah.
as my
favorite
minor league team name. Anyways.
How surprising is that I don't have any, like, you know, Gwinnett Stripers or
well, I mean,
run. I mean, it's not a fun...
Well, there's some fun names in the Braves organization. Like, Stripers is pretty fun. But, like, I agree. It doesn't really jump off the page like some of the other ones I've talked about.
Yeah.
I know the Augusta Green Jackets is the single A team, which is another pretty fun name.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Mississippi and Rome are both named the Braves, so you can't be like, well, that's a distinguishable.
Yeah. But, and I'm sure we could make another list, you know, a month from now and have like 10 different
things. Yes.
So... this was just one that I came up with, you know, last night.
And I think if we ever do this, come back for part two, which I think would be fun to, further on down the line, come back for a part two. I think I would have to look more at non-affiliated teams because there's a lot of, after I did my list, I just kind of went back and looked at more, you know, summer collegiate teams and stuff like that. But there's a lot of fun names of those out there too. So
there was one name that I really wanted to put on here, but because I couldn't remember if there were minor league baseball or hockey, because I knew I'd heard of this team before, but unfortunately they were hockey.
Which team was it?
The Ghost Pirates.
Yeah, it's a good it's minor league hockey team.
But I love it.
Guess we gotta do minor league hockey one time too.
Yeah.
This is such a fun topic. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many fun names out there. I feel like this is just clamoring for a part two further down the line.
Yeah, I mean, there's some in. I guess this account of some honorable mentions in North Carolina that I didn't include. We got the Down East Wood Ducks. Is a fun one. Naming your team Down East is, hey, okay, we're not going to just limit our fans to just this town. If you live on the East Coast, Down East Wood Ducks.
Yeah.
You know? And then Hickory Crawdads is a good one.
That's a good one.
Just Crawdad is a fun little crawfish type creature.
Both of those are affiliated teams.
Yeah.
Some of the, like, summer collegiate team names that I've seen, if we're doing North Carolina, some of the fun ones, the High Point Hush Puppies is a fun one. The Brunswick Surf and Turfs.
Man, that was making me hungry.
I like the Mecklenburg Muscadines. It's another good one.
Is there any... you just got me thinking of... like theme name, like for region. I wonder if there's any good name for like up in like Cleveland for like rock and roll or something. There's gotta be something like,
yeah, who hasn't come up with the Cleveland Rocks yet?
Yeah, that's a good one.
How have you not figured that one out?
Yeah, well, I gotta think because I'm like, we got High Point Rockers. I'm like, High Point's not known for like, you know, rock music, but I guess they're talking about rocking chairs.
I'm pretty sure part of their mask or their logo is a rocking chair.
Okay.
That's why they're called the Rockers.
But yeah, that's what got me thinking of rock and roll. I'm like, Cleveland's gotta have, or just Ohio's gotta have something like rock and roll, or like Memphis or something.
I think the AAA team in Memphis is the Memphis Sounds.
Okay.
So they kind of have a connection to like music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know them, but as far as like Cleveland, I don't know. I'd have to do some research. Of course, if you guys are listening and you're sitting there fussing at your radio right now and they're like, well, there's this team, then tell us.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even going to claim to know every single minor league team out there. I barely even knew the ones that I did know.
Happy with how your list panned out, or you have some last minute? This should be above this one now. Because looking at this, I'm glad how it is, but if I'm being like completely going by the names, I should probably put, you know, like Space Cowboys or Trash Pandas at number one or something. But, you know, I ranked it how I ranked it.
Hey, you know, and that's fine. Now that I've gone back and looked at some more of the, more summer collegiate, leagues and stuff like that, I kind of wish I would have included just maybe one or two more on there, because the only ones I did were the Disco Turkeys, Bananas, and Bacon.
Yeah.
So, I kind of wish that I would have just included a little bit more, because, like I said, there's some fun names. I mean, High Point Hushbuck is just such a fun name. That's another one that rolls off the tongue. I think that's the only thing that I think I would change is just include a few more of those that I've discovered since I did my list.
Oh, yeah.
So, but other than that, I'm happy with it. I think Ironbirds and Mighty Muscles deserve the two top spots that I gave it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I want a Chihuahua's hat.
Well, I mean, you might as well order you one, because I don't think we're gonna make it to El Paso anytime soon. So, unless you're listening, send like $25 our way. That way, Adam can get himself a Chihuahua's hat.
We need to go on a Texas tour, or, you know.
Oh yeah.
El Paso.
Well, I already told you we need to go to Frisco and go. For those that don't know, Frisco, you can actually go to a game and. They have a lazy river there
that
you can spend time in watching the baseball games. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we just need to go El Paso, Frisco, Dallas, all the good stuff.
Yeah,
just while we're there, maybe not when it's hot as balls, but
yeah,
at least one time. Texas tour
2027.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Actually, no, we'll have kids by then, so we might be able to do 2027.
25? I hopefully have kids by then. I don't know. We'll see.
2057.
So the kids are out of the house.
Yes.
After we retire.
We're using retirement money.
We're still doing this podcast. And we. I hope so. Hey.
I hope you guys are still listening in 2057.
Yeah. It won't be a podcast. It'll be like some other type of, I don't know, some other new technology. We'll
be holograms.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars holograms.
They will just show up in your living room to talk to you. There's a lot of hologram.
I'm game. Sign me up. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know I enjoyed talking about this. I know that maybe we didn't get into a whole lot of detail of like maybe specifically why we chose some of these names, other than the fact that they're fun. That's what this whole episode was based around. Like, just what names of teams we found the most fun. That had to do with the stuff. So, if you didn't appreciate that, whatever.
Make your own list.
Yeah.
Tweet at us or Facebook.
Or message. Send a carrier pigeon. I don't care. Just do something. But, I mean, like I said, we'll have to maybe come back maybe next year, do a part two. Because, I mean, I don't know what we have planned for this year, but I feel kind of awkward doing baseball list outside of
baseball season.
Yeah,
I know. So, once we get out of baseball, then we're usually talking more like NFL and whatnot and other things.
So, maybe a year from now we can come back and do a part two.
Yeah.
But guys, I hope you enjoyed it. Do you have anything else that you need to add or feel like you need to add?
No. I'm still... We're probably doing a... I'd like to do another overtime episode, maybe I don't know if this will be next episode, but, you know.
It could be, because the thing that you were talking about ends next week. So if we go on schedule of
I got another episode after that already.
Oh.
I wanted to do that one first, but we're like, we kind of, you know, life happened and stuff. So, but that one's always in the back pocket.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like I'm always choosing the topic, so I might just let you do whatever you want to do for the next episode. I feel like we're always doing the topics that I want to do.
What, for this one?
Yeah.
For the flagship show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I can...
I feel like a douche. Like, I'm over like, hey, we should do this topic.
I will. But I do have something in mind for overtime.
Okay.
And I maybe look for that in 2 weeks or so.
We'll yeah. see. Yeah, because we don't really have anything going on for this show right now. So, the one here in a couple weeks might be another overtime episode.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain show that is ending that we might want to give our thoughts on.
Yeah.
We're not really... Not ending. The season's ending.
The season's ending. Yeah.
But, I mean, be on the lookout for that. We'll... if not, then we'll... release whatever we decide to release.
Yep.
Just be on the lookout for something.
Yep.
All right, anyways, guys. I know I say this, but we really appreciate all of you guys that give us a listen. You know, I know we're crazy and kooky and altogether spooky, but we just love knowing that there's people out there that actually enjoy our show, actually enjoy listening to us ramble and talk and just goof off. But we just appreciate it.
Right.
And we're not just saying that to blow smoke up your butt. We do appreciate it.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, we are on social media. We're on Facebook. If you would like to join our Facebook group, go to the search bar at your Facebook and search for Cheering from the Cheap Seats. That's us. We'll try to stay as active as we can. And then if you are on Twitter or Instagram, if you prefer to follow us on there, or follow us on all three. But Twitter and Instagram is Cheer Cheap Seats. And then I've been posting quite a few videos to the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also Cheer Cheap Seats. So if that's your preference to everything, we're also on there.
Yeah. So we probably had the most, well, actually, I know we had the most activity on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
But because I have a TikTok, but I don't really... Dude, I scroll it here and there. Yeah. I don't make videos.
That's okay.
And Twitter, I get on every once in a while.
Well, see, the difference between Facebook and TikTok is like on TikTok, I can get some interaction from random people. Mm-hmm. We just like Facebook because we know that it's you guys, the listeners, that are actually giving us some interaction.
Yeah, and we're all the time posting like funny memes. Usually they're anti-Cowboys memes. But
yeah, we're very anti-Cowboy show here. Sorry. If you're a Cowboys fan, I'm sorry. That's all I can say. I don't really have anything else to say to you. I'm sorry.
But, hey, if you're a Cowboys fan, come on in. Defend yourself. You know, talk junk about our teams. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just be prepared.
Yeah. But nice. Would you like to...
Oh, yeah, just... I'm just over here just staring at it. He's like, oh, what's next? You know. we got, be sure to, whatever you're listening to us on, whatever app you're listening to us on right now, just click subscribe if you haven't already. I don't know how you found us if you're not subscribed, but subscribe, like it, share it, review it if you can, rate it.
Five stars only.
That just any rating and review that goes a long way. I know at least an Apple it goes a long way.
Yes,
and
very much.
Beat
so.
Other people finding us.
Yes.
So you know, because right now I'm pretty sure we just depended on us sharing it ourselves.
Yeah.
So and tell your friends if you enjoy the show, just you know, tell other people that you think might like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's more people out there that like to listen to two doofuses talking sports. So it's pretty much what we are. Mm.
If they want to know what it's about, just say it's two idiots just talking about
stuff. Sporty stuff.
Sport. Sometimes they get into sports.
Random BS mixed sprinkled with a little bit of sports.
Yeah. Right. That's all I got. All
right, guys. Like I said, we appreciate it. We'll catch you next episode. Until then, keep cheering.
See ya.